This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's hardline judiciary chief won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory Saturday, propelling the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civilian position in a vote that appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Initial results showed that Ibrahim Raisi won 17.8 million votes in the contest. It dwarfs those of the race's sole moderate candidates. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member General Assembly Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said the ballot was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Group. The junta has said that the number is much lower. U.S. President Joe Biden took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, American people, and his whole-of-government effort. The president noted that the widespread vaccination campaign had set the stage for most Americans to have a relatively normal summer as businesses open and employers hire. This is VOA News.